Blog Talk Radio.
Momia. Momia. You have gone beyond Jove in the belly of the beast. Momia. Momia. A warrior of light and white, white. A warrior of light. A warrior of light. White, white.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. I don't know when you are tuning in because this is the internet and you can actually get this show 24/7 on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tylon Eusebio Washington and I am sitting in for the illustrious Gus Henningberg and Kay Thompson. This is the Kay and Gus Show, and this is the Kay and Gus Show giving you a closer look. And what I like about this show is they're able to actually give you detailed information and on information that you could really, really benefit from. And, you know, we know that newspapers, they have limited space to provide information. The news shows, they give, maybe a minute to each topic. But on this show, we are able to go in depth, in detail of important issues that really matter to you. I want to give a big shout out at the top of the show to Kay Thompson, who's a little bit under the weather. But we're going to try to get her on the line because I know she's going to want to participate in this very lively discussion on the Amishvot legislation. If you don't know what that is, after this show, you're going to be pretty informed on all the details about it, because we actually have the person who thought of this, worked tirelessly in terms of getting this very, very important legislation passed that has a tremendous impact on the entire nation, particularly the Black community. So without any further ado, we are going to introduce is it Assemblyman William Payne?
Former Assemblyman. I served in the State Assembly for 10 years.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. And we're going to talk. How many breaks are we going to have today? Is it three or four? Because I would really like to actually. Okay. So we're going to have three small breaks, so that we can really talk about this and really provide a lot of detailed information and also provide an opportunity for the folks who are listening in to call in. I'm going to give out the call-in number at the top of the show. As a matter of fact, right now, the call-in number is 323-679-0906. So if you have any questions, any comments, or any concerns, we want to encourage you to give us a call right away. That number is 323-679-0906. And I'm going to give out that number a little later. So if you have to run and get a pen and a piece of paper to write down the number so that you can call in. You're listening into the Kay and Gus Show on Blog Talk Radio through the GoPro Radio Network. And this radio network will be featuring Sonny B. Sutherland real soon and some other interesting shows that are coming on to the GoPro Radio Network. If you want to find out more about GoPro Radio Network, you can go to www.blackwax.com and go to the projects tab and click on GoPro Radio, and you will get a lot of information on how you too can get hooked up with the GoPro Radio Network. Okay, having said that, we're going to get right into it. Okay, I'm getting signs that Kay is on the line. You're going to get her on the line? Okay. All right, no, okay. Well, we're going to be calling her. She's going to join us from her secret location, and where she's recovering, and say hi to you folks. She's a tough act to follow, Kay and Gus, but I'm going to try to do my best, try to do us some justice with this show. Okay. All right. So I'd like to introduce at this point, once again, former Assemblyman William Payne worked tirelessly on this very, very important legislation called the Amistad legislation. How are you, sir, by the way?
I'm fine, thank you.
As you see, he's always busy. People are calling right now. We said call into the show, not on this phone. And that number is 323-679-0906. Number once again, 323-679-0906. And we are going to be talking about the Amistad legislation, what that is, what that means to you, what that means for the entire nation, in fact, the world, and particularly the Black community. Let's just talk, what is the Amistad legislation? What is that?
Well, actually, thanks a lot for having me here this evening. I appreciate that.
Thank you for coming.
Amistad legislation is legislation that the name given to a curriculum that is all-inclusive. In other words, it's actually deals with U.S. history, the history of the United States of America from its inception, from its very beginning in the 1600s. And what we talk about here is a curriculum that that includes the history of this country, but it's infused with the existence of and the contributions that African Americans have made on these shores. So what the reason why I call it, I named it the Amistad Commission is because back in 1998, I believe, when I was in the New Jersey State Assembly, this motion picture came out called the Amistad.
I remember it, yeah.
And I wanted to have this curriculum get notoriety, get people to notice it. So I called it the Amistad curriculum so that people would then say, well, what's that all about, and look into it. But it has very little to do with the name Amistad, except that the story of the Amistad, if you know it, is that this was a ship. It was a cargo ship, actually, a cargo ship that traveled waters around Cuba in that area. Mm-hmm. And the cargo ship was used from time to time to transport cargo, whether it's tobacco, whether it was farm goods, et cetera, from one part of Cuba, one part of that area, to another part. It just so happened, and this cargo that day was 53 Africans, who had been enslaved. So people think that the Amistad ship was, in fact, a slave ship, which it was not. Slave ships were held as many as 200 or 300 people. Mm-hmm. Those were slave ships. This was a cargo ship. That's the cargo that happened to be human beings that day. So what happened was that the story is that the enslaved people on board that ship took over the ship. They captured the captain and the sailors and took it over and said that we want you to sail us back to Africa. So Amistad was a triumph of justice over injustice, as they call it. Mm-hmm. That uprising was the triumph of justice over injustice. The Amistad curriculum is a triumph of truth over all sorts of lies. Mm-hmm. In other words, we tell the truth. The curriculum of U.S. history and social studies is Amistad, which replaces and tells the truth about what we as African Americans have done to make this country what it is. So it's really a story of the overcoming of injustices. So
I like that a lot. What was the impetus for you even conceiving this very, very powerful idea of changing actually the mindset, I think, of
Well, I'll tell you, when I was in the State Assembly, I was from 1998 to 2008, I found that I could use that position as a bully pulpit to influence legislation, to influence other people that were there and Trenton at the Capitol. And so what I did is I remembered when I was a student child in elementary school, very beginning of my school years back in Belleville, New Jersey, that I recall the very first story that the teacher told to us. And it was an integrated classroom, by the way. In Belleville, I was one of two Black students in my class, and all the rest were white. And I remember vividly that the teacher, my first grade teacher, Ms. Falco in Belleville, telling us a story about little Black Sambo. And she used a book to show a family that she said was a Black family. Black Sambo, and his mother's name was Black Mumbo, and his Black father's name Black Jumbo, etc. Mm-hmm. And they lived in the jungle. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a depiction of a Black family. With the other families, the white families, there was a book called Dick and Jane and Spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was
I remember.
Oh, yes. So the juxtaposition of this family living in the jungle, little Black Sambo and his family, and the white family living on beautiful tree-lined streets in suburban America, all white. Then that was the depiction that this teacher gave to our class.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that later on that this was something that was justified by and even supported by the officialdom of Bellevue, the Board of Education, that they were willing to teach this lie
mm-hmm.
and plant in the young minds of children, black and white,
mm-hmm.
that blacks were obviously inferior
mm.
and that whites were superior. And then they built on that by talking about old black Joe
mm-hmm.
and talking about people that who are, were enslaved. And they talked about people were slaves and they were lazy and mm. they were pickaninnies, et cetera. Mm. And there was nothing ever positive that was taught about African-Americans, but right. every single thing that was positive was white. So
mm-hmm.
I sat in that classroom and then went on to other classes in
mm-hmm.
Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
We're all negatives there. So when I was in the State Assembly, I said, we have to stop this. We just have to stop it. And I'm in a position now to do something about it.
That's great.
So that's when I said that if Bill Payne was subjected to Little Black Sambo and other kids were subjected to Little Black Sambo and the white kids had the idea that they were the ones that were superior, then we had to do something about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to get ready to go to a break. I want to hear so much more about this because we see so much of this buffoonery and some of the things that you're talking about played out on television and films and so forth. I mean, there's a movie out now, Red Tails, finally telling the story of people who fought on behalf of this country. And so anyway, we're going to come back. I'm your savior, Tylon Washington, here with Bill Payne, and we're talking about Amistad legislation. We'll be right back.
As I make a day, I feel so loved. All around me, these words have been constant. I know I gotta win at all costs. So I cut the law.
Okay, we are back on air. We are on the Blog Talk Radio on the Kay and Gus show, giving you a closer look. I am sitting in for Kay Thompson and Gus Henningberg. Tough job to do, but I'll try. And we're also talking to Assemblyman, former Assemblyman. I always say, cause, you know, his legislation is kind of, it goes beyond any term. The work that he's done, because he's working tirelessly on this issue. Although the legislation clearly has been passed, he is still working to make this Amistad legislation a reality all over the nation. And that man is former Assemblyman Bill Payne, who is here in studio at the GoPro Radio Network. And I am Tylon Eusebio Washington, and online right now, the engineers just told me, is Kay Thompson from her
yes.
secret location, or secret
mm-hmm.
cove. Kay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, listening. Yeah. Very exciting.
How am I doing so far?
You're doing absolutely fantastic. Hi, Ty.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Gus is good, too. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Rule
Listen,
North.
I'm really excited about this because you're talking about the Amistad legislation. And having been a history teacher, an English and history teacher, the thing that was so annoying for so many years was the history of blacks in America. And now finally, thanks to you, Bill, it's now African American history is a part of American history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we have,
yep.
When you teach elementary school children, and when you're teaching them from the ground up, in other words, they get out of their diapers, they're in preschool, they're in the first, second, and third grade, and they start talking about history. They talk about Christopher Columbus and all that sort of stuff, but they do not know where they come from, and they don't ask.
Right.
So this legislation was important from that standpoint, so I'm really, really, very excited about it. But if you will, I would like it if you could take just a minute or two, and I know we're going to be talking about the history of African Americans after they arrived here on the shores of the United States of America. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the good films, you know, would is an enjoyable film to an extent because it is a movie, is Roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Roots
mm-hmm.
picks up that story prior to that. But to tell people how in the world, how does this legislation get into, say, the assembly of the New Jersey State Assembly? I mean, what do? You grab somebody and say, look, I'm an elected official. You're an elected official. I have this bill. I wrote it. I created it. What happens then? Do you give it to the whole assembly?
People don't
Do you
know
present
the process.
It? What?
Okay. We don't know what happens, what takes place.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me just parenthetically say this, that you call me a former assemblyman or assemblyman, et cetera, et cetera. I see people that were formerly governors and formerly senators, et cetera, and they're still called senator or governor, so and so. So I said, so I have no problem. They tell me once you get the title that you can get the mic, but I'm Bill Payne, formerly in the state assembly, no longer currently serving there. But how do you get it in? As I was saying a little while ago, that I remembered as a child having been subjected to very negative kinds of images about my people, about African Americans in this country. And But I finally got to a position where I was able to influence that I used my position in the state assembly as a bully pulpit. And I said that if I could be as a legislator, I can introduce legislation that will impact on the lives of my people, and not only my people, but also all Americans, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Because what needs to happen is that white children need to know of the role that African Americans played in this country. This country would not be what it is today if it was not for the role that African Americans played. Now, we were brought here in chains, and then during the time of enslavement, we sweated and we worked and we built this country to what it is today. But during that period of time, there were a lot of positive things that we did, but we're not taught about that. Let me just give you an example. The Revolutionary War, for instance. Now, we all have been taught about the Revolutionary War, all taught about the Redcoats, and we're all taught about the Battle of Bunker Hill, one that stands out in my mind, Battle of Bunker Hill, where there was a Major Pitcairn there. Major Pitcairn was killed during that battle, at the Battle of Bunker Hill in Massachusetts, and that was one of the turning points in the Revolutionary War.
Right.
Well, we're taught about that, and the things that stick in my mind and others is Major Pitcairn. But we were never, ever taught that the person or the people that defeated Major Pitcairn at that battle was a black soldier by the name of Peter Salem. That the very significant battle that was held there and won by blacks is never, ever taught. They teach us about the war. They teach us about Nathan Hale and Patrick Henry. But every single person they teach us about is a white, brave white man. You would think that we had nothing to do. We helped win that war. As a matter of fact, I was never taught that blacks fought in the Revolutionary War. Mm-hmm. Over 5,000 blacks fought in the Revolutionary War for this country. And so what I said in this legislation is that we have to correct that. We have to infuse the role of African Americans have played in history. See, and I've questioned educators. An educator is one who teaches the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked myself and asked them sometimes, how is it, if you know for sure, you know that you're teaching lies, does not that go against the grain? Does not that bother you to teach something that you know is not true? And teachers, people who are true educators, simply cannot teach that which is not true. So now they have the truth, and what I'm trying to do is to get it implemented throughout the 600-odd school districts throughout the state of New Jersey. There's over 600 school districts here in the state of New Jersey. And we're
I have a question. I have a question, Bill.
Hey.
How when you went to the assembly,
mm-hmm.
What is the process? You created this legislation.
Right.
You wrote it. You came up with the idea.
Right.
What did you then do? Did you go to Trenton? Did you say, fellow assembly people, I'm presenting? What is the process? We have to know the process.
Okay.
What are the steps? What kind of steps do you take? Who do you talk to first? Who do you talk to second? How does that legislation become part of the compulsory part of teaching history, complete African-American history? Because this is not compulsory in any other state.
Right.
Teaching African-American history is a part of American history, is not compulsory. We don't exist.
Right.
If you have
an interest in an area, for instance, somebody may have an interest in environmental issues, et cetera. I had an interest in this, in education and in correcting it. So what I did was I came up with the idea that this had to be done. And so we have staff people who have the responsibility of putting the thought into legalese, that kind of thing. So I tell them, this is what I want. This is what I want to accomplish. This is what something has to be done. So it's written up and drafted, et cetera. And then it's given back to me as a sponsor of this legislation. And then I introduced it to a committee. There's an education committee, for instance. Now, it's introduced in that education committee, and it's discussed by members of the education committee, reviewed, et cetera. And then if it's agreed upon, it's voted out of that committee, and then it goes before the full legislature. And then they will vote on it, vote it up or down. Now, in order for me to get this passed, I had to lobby for it. I had to talk to my other colleagues in the legislature because I had to explain to them that, number one, we are teaching lies to our children and to them. They were taught lies, et cetera. And that this is one of the reasons why we have the schism in our society, because we're not teaching the truth. White kids think they've done it all, their parents did it all. And what I simply said to them during that time, I used something called the factoids. I came up with about five areas of significance, such as the traffic light. I said to them, do you know what these people have in common? And I put down Garrett Morgan, and then I put down Dr. Drew, and I put down Dr. Drew, of course, was the one who came up with blood plasma. And also was the one who started the blood bank. And also Dr. Daniel Hale Williams was the first successful operation on the human heart. Well, I passed these things around, and I said, what do these people have in common? And they looked at it, and they turned the card over, and on the other side of the card, it said they were all African-Americans. And these people said, oh, my God, you mean to tell me that the traffic light was invented by a black person? You mean to tell me that blood plasma, et cetera.
Wow, that was an excellent strategy that you employed to bring attention. And I want to talk about, what kind of resistance, or if there was resistance and what that was like. But we actually have a caller on the phone. Oh, okay, we lost the caller. All right, whoever the caller was, can you please call us back? And our number here is 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. And give us a call so that you can be counted if you want to chime in on this discussion. You have comments, questions, or concerns, give us a call. We have in studio with us here in Jersey City at GoPro Radio Networks, Assemblyman Bill Payne, former, depends on how you want to call him. I like to think of him as the Assemblyman because he's still working very, very hard. So, not in that building that he used to be in. He is always on the street, and he's always and offices, making sure that this is a reality, not just something that's written on a piece of paper and, okay, I've done my job. He's here and he's talking about it. And so I want you folks to give us a call and tell us what you think. I want to shout out the engineer, Ty Washington Jr., my son. He's engineering, Shauna Glover. And also our studio manager is here today, our new studio manager. Her name is Amy Ortega. She's here in studio checking things out, seeing how things roll. Okay, we have the caller. He's on right now. And let's get the caller on the phone and see if they have a question, comment, or concern. You're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. This is a very fascinating show because I didn't even realize that this legislature was in effect. And I don't say that to be facetious, but it's just that it's one thing for a law to be passed, and it's another thing for the schools across the country to actually adhere to that law. And so one of the questions that I had was, are you finding that this legislation is being embraced, or are you finding that it's like a struggle to even be able to enforce it? Are people embracing it, you know, wholeheartedly, or is this something that you have to fight to put in place everywhere you go? What is the response to it?
Okay. That's pretty much what I was talking about before we went to break. Talk about some of the resistance, I believe, the caller wanted to know. And also, we have another call. Do you want to take another question?
Sure.
Or okay. We have another caller. On caller, you're on the air.
How you doing? This
Hello?
Is Eric.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, man.
All right.
Are you holding it down out there in California and Hollywood? Are you?
California is okay. I'm working at a call center calling for progressive causes for the Democratic National Committee.
Oh, okay.
And,
what's that
one? Doing things like that. But that's very interesting. And I don't mean to interrupt your conversation. I know that you're there discussing the Amistad legislation there with my father.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say, hey, Dad, how are you?
I'm good.
Wanted to say, let everybody know that part of the reason that I do some of this stuff, and I was brought up by my mother and father to be involved in the community and progressive organizations, and this is a job for me, but it's more than that. So because of that upbringing, I'm able to talk to people and talk to people about progressive issues, about the Democratic National Committee, about what's going on in the country now. And it really is kind of a testament, you know, when I think about the legislation that my father was able to pass with the Amistad legislation, it is absolutely necessary that those images and those stories and those historical facts are taught throughout history. Because as a kid, I learned in history class, or when social studies came around in the fifth grade, they put a few minutes aside for teaching us about, you know, and the slaves were in there too, you know. And as I learned history from my mother and father, to learn that a lot of the inventions and a lot of the contributions of African Americans weren't just pertaining to history, weren't just that small time of the month. And as you know, Tylon, as well, that there's more contributions that we've made. So
absolutely,
I just want to call in and contribute to that. I'm not going to stay on too long. I don't want to interrupt the conversation, but I learned something.
All connected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I learned something last in calling people all over the country. I call a lot of people, and a lot of them seem to be senior citizens. And quite interestingly, when I talk to them, I ask them, have they seen anything as contentious as this, the Democrats and the Republicans? And a lot of them, when we call for the DNC and things like that, they're Democrats, so they've never seen it. And I spoke to a gentleman the other night who said he voted for FDR twice. And this was a guy, he must have been in his mid-90s. And he spoke about...
Oh, FDR was. Franklin Delano
Roosevelt. Yeah.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Right.
But this gentleman spoke about going to the movie theater, because that's when they had the newsreels. And he spoke about FDR being in the same situation that Barack Obama is in now in terms of the class issue that came up and how he addressed the issue. And the man quoted FDR verbatim, and he even talked about when he said he seeks to bring the classes closer together, how FDR moved his hands ever so slightly together and said that people were accusing him of initiating class warfare. So he just made the connection with the issue being the same, even some, 70 years later or something like that. So it was a remarkable discussion. He didn't make a donation because, of course, he's on a fixed income, but it was a remarkable discussion. So it kind of brings it all full circle.
Okay. Oh, we're going to go for a break right now. I hear the music. Yeah, it's being queued up. You stay on the line, Eric, with us. We also have Kate Thompson. She's on the line.
Yes.
With us. And we're going to come back to the question of the kinds of resistance this legislation was met with when we come back in just 1 minute. Stay tuned. Kay and Gus Show.
I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. You pretty baby, I need you now. I'm hoping, yeah, the need is not hoping. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm
Here.
Yeah.
Hey,
runs it down. Hello?
I'm a walking.
Yes, I'm here.
Who's that by? So I can make sure I give them the proper credit. I'm a walking. I remember that's from the 50s or 40s. I don't know.
I would lie. That's before my time.
My mother and father, though. That's my mother and father.
I don't know that song, but I'm
a token. I said, what is going on with our music?
You know, you guys used to dance to that.
Guy, might be Buddy Guy.
Oh, Fats Domino. That was Fats Domino. Okay.
Was that Fats Domino?
Yep. They said that's Fats Domino. Okay.
Listen,
so before we went to break, we had a caller call in and ask a very, very important question. Kay alluded to the same theme of resistance towards legislation. And
but before time, before you go to that,
I was dealt with.
Before you go to that, just let me mention. Bill mentioned FDR, right? Or Eric mentioned Delano Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the caller mentioned the new film out, The Red Tails. The
right.
Red Tails were the black airmen.
Right.
They were
right.
The Tuskegee
airmen.
And it was Eleanor Roosevelt who went to her husband and said, "Let them fly." Because they didn't want blacks as pilots. And she told her husband, in no uncertain terms, to have them fly. Let them fly. Now, that's what that movie is all about, and it's very exciting. I'll tell you another thing. One of the Tuskegee Airmen just died recently, and that was Dr. Walter Alexander from East Orange. Plus the fact that his great uncle was one of the first black people to address the Senate of the state of New Jersey.
Yeah,
right, and that was just some time ago.
Members, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I want to hear about the resistance and, you know, where it was coming from in the New Jersey legislature regarding the Amistad legislation. Did you receive any resistance, Bill?
Good. I'm good. I'm glad that you let me answer that question. I was wondering if I was on this show or not. But in any event, we did. As I was saying a little earlier, that when I introduced this legislation, people wondered why, et cetera. And some people just simply took it for granted that all history was white history and everything was good. So what I did, as I was mentioning earlier, Tylon, is that I created something called Factoids, and which I pointed out some outstanding facts about African-American inventors and so on. So, and what I did, I educated my colleagues by passing this factoid information around, let them know that what we were talking about, that they always took for granted, like the traffic light, that I pointed out to them that we, an African-American, invented the traffic light. I pointed out to them also, I said that some of you had friends or relatives who were in the Second World War whose lives were saved by blood plasma that Dr. Drew came up with. I said, did you realize that blood plasma was developed by a black doctor? And I said, we hear so much about open heart surgery, and they give credit to a South African doctor. No, the first successful operation on the human heart was by a black doctor, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams. Well, when I told them this, their eyes opened up, and they said, oh, my God. I said, well, this is what I'm talking about. So the resistance, whatever there was, it melted away, to be honest with you. But in the current day, in this day and age, what we have now is people who misunderstand what Amistad is about. They seem to think it's black history. And I try to make it very clear to them that, no, this is U.S. history and the role that we have all played in that. Yes, there is a role for black history. And next month you won't be able to walk anywhere without people talking about black history, Black History Month, black history, et cetera. But we're talking about, you see, and as long as we accept that as black people, oh, yeah, that's where you people belong in February, and we forget about the Revolutionary War, we forget about the roles that we played in those other things, that we forget about the fact that we are part of the main silo of our history. You know, they have separate silos. On the side, you have black history on the side. So what I'm told is that this is not black history. This is U.S. history. You cannot tell U.S. history if you don't tell about the role that Peter Salem played in the Revolutionary War. So this is what we're talking about. Resistance, yes. There's some people in some of the suburban areas of Essex, of New Jersey, who say, well, that's black history, and we don't have any black kids up here. We don't need to teach it. So what I've done is I've told them very clearly that this is the law of the state of New Jersey, and that you will teach this if you teach anything about our history. You will teach the correct history, and that you will include in your teaching throughout our history of this country what we've done during the Revolutionary War, during the First World War. You want to talk about Red Tails? Let's talk about the Flying Tigers. During the Second World War, there was a group of white pilots who fought the Japanese, shot down a lot of Japanese planes. They made movies about them. Never once as a child did I see a movie or a picture about the 99th Pursuit Squadron, the Red Tails. Never once. So therefore, Bill Payne, growing up during that the latter part of the Second World War, all I was able to look at as heroes were these white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys. But had they taught me that there were the Tuskegee Airmen, then Bill Payne could have said, that's what I want to be. I could have strived for that. So it's so important that when we talk about the Second World War, that we talk about, we teach these kids about the heroes who flew those planes in the European sector, all right? And I'm so glad that we finally have a movie about that. But throughout the every single war that we've ever had, we've had black heroes, and it has to be taught. So the black kids will grow up with their heads up held up high, and white kids will say, oh, I guess we didn't do it all either. So that's what it's about. Yes, we had resistance. You'll be interested to know that on this week, I think it was, I was with the governor. No, last Friday. Governor of the state of New Jersey was at the Reverend Ron Christian's church at one of his town meetings, I think last Thursday or Friday. I purposely went to that church. It was overflowing with people because I wanted to grab the governor off to the side and tell him that Amistad legislation, which was a law of the state of New Jersey, was not being implemented in the white districts. And he said, mm-hmm. Why? I said, because those people think that it's black history. And he said, well, no, it's not black history. It's American history. He knew that. I said, well, your commissioner of education, Christopher Serp, doesn't seem to get the message.
Mm.
He turned to one of his aides and said, you tell Serp that I want him to call Bill Payne right away.
Mm.
Before I got back to my office, Christopher Serp was on the phone saying the governor told me to call you.
Mm.
And then I educated him about Amistad. He's Chris Serp is new to Jersey. Mm. I educated him that what we're talking about is infusion of inclusion of African-American history. I said, you don't seem to understand what it's about, so let me tell you what it's about. So anyway, I think that he got the message. And as a matter of fact, let me just tell you that
great.
February great. The 29th, we're having a meeting, a public meeting of the Amistad Commission that I want everybody to come to, all right? It's mm-hmm. going to be at the Leroy Smith Public Safety Building at 50 Market Street in Newark in the county complex. People are invited to come there because the Amistad Commission is a public commission. It's open
wait
to
wait a minute. Give that address again.
Oh, absolutely. At the meeting of the Amistad Commission, it's going to be held on February 29th
mm-hmm.
In the Leroy Smith Public Safety Building,
mm-hmm.
Which is at it's at 50.
Is that
right.
What?
At 50 West Market Street.
Across from Essex West County Market. College.
Across from Essex.
Oh, okay.
And there's a parking lot there. People can park in there free. There's a parking lot, a triangle parking lot. They can park there. And I want the people to come there to express themselves and let Commissioner Cerf and everybody else know that the governor understands what it's all about. It's time for the people in the education department to understand it. And it's a time. And I explained to him, I said, you know, every time we have a training of Amistad Commission, only black teachers come. I said, you need to understand that teachers from Hunterdon County, from Warren County, so that they need to come also so that they will be instructed how to teach this. So people come there, and the meeting is from 4 to 6 o'clock. 4 o'clock, and the reason why it's at that time is so people who are working can get there. So it'll be 4 to 6 or 6:30. So people are welcome to come. Make sure that they do come to meet Commissioner Cerf and also the Amistad Commissioners. This is I don't want to talk too long, but
no,
I feel it's so very important because what someone asked me, I was at a conference mm-hmm. in the islands, and the woman from New York, superintendent of schools, a black woman, said, mm-hmm. have you noticed a difference in African-American youngsters when they learn, has it been there long enough for black youngsters to begin to identify
mm-hmm.
with positive things and therefore reduce the dropout rate? I truly believe
absolutely.
That if youngsters, black mm-hmm. kids going to school, will be able to know that we, like the Red Tails, but also that we fought in the Revolutionary War. If we learn about I tell kids, don't get angry when you have to stop for a traffic light, be proud. That's because a black man was the one who came up with the traffic light, so be proud of that. And if they learn this, we learn this, then we'll be able to hold, these kids will hold their heads up high and say, hey, man, I can do that too. So it's incumbent upon us, African Americans and whites too, people who believe in the truth. This is not a black effort. This is an effort to tell the truth to Americans. I think that our kids won't drop out of school. You think you can tell me we did open heart surgery? You mean I can do that too? And that's one of the things that will help them to identify with this black president we have. We can do it too.
Makes them relevant.
Oh, sure.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I've got to get off. Let me just say one thing. That's my daddy.
All right. We don't want it to sound like a family.
That's
a family,
all right. Yeah.
A family affair.
It's a family. Yeah, that's going to be the next song on the break, right?
And that's my son.
That's right. And that's my mom. I got to go. Good talking to you guys. I'll talk to you guys
right.
later.
Take care, Eric.
All right. All right.
I have another question.
Okay.
Is there, what about the teachers who are not teaching, you know, the including Amstrad legislation?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's compulsory. It
right.
is compulsory.
Right.
Is it established that it is illegal not to adhere to these educational curriculum or what? Mm-hmm. And how do you also reprimand teachers who are just not going to teach it?
Okay. You know, there in the state of New Jersey, there are three areas, I believe, that are tested by the state to see how teachers are doing. One is the area of math, science, and I think literary arts. So
right.
every single school district in the state of New Jersey makes sure that they teach their students that because they know that somebody's going to come from the state periodically and measure the achievement of those youngsters, okay? So we know they teach that. What I tried to do with my legislation was to add history and social studies to become one of those areas that's required, and
right.
I was not successful at the time because I know that if, in fact, they were ordered, they were going to be monitored on that, they would find ways to teach it. Let me tell you a shocking thing that I heard. I was told, now, this has been 14 years that I've been fighting this battle. 4 years to get it passed, and then 10 years. This will be the 10th year. We're going to have a big anniversary. 10th year that it's been the law. That I was told by some members of the Department of Education that we are still trying to figure out how to do this. You have to understand, Bill, it's difficult. And I said, let me tell you something. I said,
oh, Paul, it's not difficult at all.
No commitment to doing it. If you can find ways to teach math and science and all the rest
right.
of it, we certainly can teach that, I said. But what we maybe need to do is have it tested so that teachers will know that if they don't teach it, then they will be reprimanded. So that's one of the things that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Christopher Cerf that he needs to find a way to do that. The governor, I said, maybe the governor needs to make a statement, maybe during Black History Month, I don't know, that says that part of the law of the state of New Jersey is for every single one of the 616 school districts to begin to teach the curriculum Amstrad. It's the law of the state of New Jersey.
Mm.
And I'm going to try to get the governor to do that because I was able to get the Commissioner of Education, the prior one, Lucille Davey. She sent a communication out to every single one of the school districts saying, this is not an option. This is the law that we want every single one of your districts to do this. Well, she left. And then I had the following commissioner do the same thing. What I want from this commissioner and from the governor is something that says, this is the law of the state of New Jersey. And clearly understand, this is not Black history. We're talking about U.S. history. And I think that I may be able to get the governor to do that. And if we do that, then these people will take it seriously. I heard so many reasons on how hard it's to from the commissioner, Cerf, saying, well, you don't know, understand, it's not that easy. Believe me, if there's a will, there's a way. And if the governor says, do this, they will find a way. And I'm going to try to ask Chris Christie to put this as one of his top items so that all children, I want them, him, to, they need to understand. We're not
if
talking about Black History.
Got built,
February, Black History Month, they'll come up and say, this is Black History Month. So I want Governor Chris Christie, who's my friend, who I've met with on a number of occasions, I want him to say to the citizens of the state of New Jersey, that we need to teach about Peter Salem in our history. We need to teach about the person who invented the trap light.
Okay, and we have 1 minute to break. Oh, they actually have Family Affair. Oh, I actually hear in the background. I know that Sly and the Family Stone. That's like more of my generation. All right. Okay, so we're going to be coming back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Kay and Gus Show. My name is Tylon Eusebio Washington, and Kay via the telephone, right? She's on. And we're going to be back with the Assemblyman Donald Payne.
Somebody just loves Burner. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bomb. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Thank you. newlywed a year ago. We're just still checking each other out. Yeah. Nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you're not broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
It's a family affair.
Okay, and we are back. You are listening to the Kay and Gus Show. My name is Tylon Washington, a.k.a. You Savior, sitting in for Kay and Gus on this very, very important show where we have, and let me be clear, Assemblyman Bill Payne. Now, I said Donald Payne because actually Donald is his brother, and he is a congressman. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay, got that right. Well, and I'm telling you, someone needs to do a movie just on the paint. This is one of the most powerful black families. I mean, you have one, and he's out. We just spoke to Eric, who's involved in politics out in California, really all over. And he's also an actor, a wonderful actor, and a very good friend of mine. Kay, she's on the radio. And Bill, I mean, what's going on here? I mean, can you guys adopt me?
My nephew is the president of the Newark City Council. He's a Payne also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Donald Payne Jr. He's
Donald.
The president. And my other nephew, Craig Stanley, was a member of the State Assembly for 12 years. That's my sister's son. So,
like the black Kennedys.
The Kennedys were the white Paynes.
Okay, there you go. I stand corrected, you see. That's why he's...
Can I just get a last thought in here?
Sure.
Ty, Bill,
yeah.
Listen, I've taught in school. I've taught in Newark, as you know. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the radio and television. Let me tell you something right now. As an educator, is not hard to teach history if you are already a history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is have another book and have a sense. If you can read, you can teach if you're a teacher, if you're an educator. It's not hard.
Right.
All right? And I'll say another thing. A lot of the teachers are anxious to do it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But if you don't say it's compulsory,
mm-hmm.
In other words, get your rear end moving. You can teach this. Here is
sure.
the information for you.
Sure.
Can you read? Yes, you can. Then mm-hmm. you teach this, period. This is what you're getting paid to do.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely.
It's compulsory, so I'm really glad to hear that you're going after the governor. I never thought he would be open to anything African-American
to
black.
We've made it easy for teachers because what we have created, we meaning the Amistad Commission, we've developed the New Jersey Amistad Commission web-based curriculum, user's guide. All teachers need to do, if they don't know lesson plans, is to go to this website and be able to pull it up, the information, and it's right out there for them.
Can we give out the website right now? Because we have a lot of teachers listening in, and
mm-hmm.
folk, educators, administrators, principals, folks who can... benefit
mm-hmm.
from this information.
Yeah. The site can be accessed. Let me see here. It says www.njamistadcurriculum. In other words, njamistadcurriculum.com.
Anybody can go. Anybody can get on that. You don't have to be an educator.
The site may be viewed via web browser by visiting the URL www.njamistadcurriculum.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We make it easy. But the thing that I try to get across to people is that, no, it is the law. There's no question about it. And as the governor agrees, this is American history, not black history. And so what we need to do is have everyone throughout the state of New Jersey recognize that, because what it does, it will lift the self-esteem of African-American youngsters when they learn the truth about ourselves.
Absolutely.
We were not just enslaved people, et cetera.
Absolutely.
We were inventors and everything else. And it will also open up the eyes of these white youngsters who think that everything that was done good was by whites. They need to understand that side by side from the Revolutionary War on, African-Americans were fighting along with their ancestors too. And so the traffic light, the cell phone, was made the major invention for the cell phone was an African-American person here in New Jersey, Bell Labs.
Mm.
They need to know that this, and black kids need to know that, white kids need to know that too, and then there'll be a different sense of respect for each other. Let me just say this too. I've had several meetings with Arne Duncan, who was the U.S. Commissioner of Education, all right? Told Arne Duncan about Amistad, and I told him I do believe that it's something that will begin to increase the interest of African-American students and others in school if we teach the truth, if we can take Amistad curriculum across the country. Arne Duncan, we've had three conversations about it, and I believe that they're looking on the federal level. If New Jersey is successful in doing it, then New Jersey could be the prototype for the rest of the country. And that's why I'm trying to stress with Governor Christie, Chris Christie, that we've been successful in this so that other states will come and be able to learn from us. It's so important. It cuts down on racial divide. It encourages young people to study. It has it develops mutual respect between the races, et cetera. And I really think it's so very important. And I don't want us to relegate this, and I told the governor, don't relegate this to February, to Black History Month. He said, this is U.S. history, Bill. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that the people that work for him, such as mm-hmm. Commissioner Cerf and others, mm-hmm. implement it as the way it should be. And I'm going to stress that very, very strongly.
Well, we definitely appreciate your great and good work and getting it done. I'll tell you something, a personal story. I dropped out of high school. I mean, I took my GED and went on to college. But I can tell you, going to school, I really had no connection to the institution. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe mm-hmm. that if we had this in New York City at mm-hmm. the time that I was going to school mm-hmm. in New York, I probably would not have dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sense of a lack of connection with the curriculum,
sure.
with everything,
right.
that, you know, everything is white man make fire.
Exactly.
And
right.
So if you feel like you're not included.
Right.
This really, you know, has nothing to do with you.
Precisely.
And I like the aspect that what you're really saying is teach the truth.
Precisely. Precisely. It,
be accurate.
That's right. That's
so you're saying be accurate and truthful.
That's right.
How could you resist, you know, exactly. truth and accuracy?
Right. I went to, I got this legislation. I visited Illinois and I got the legislation, Amistad legislation, adopted by the legislature. So it's the law of the state of Illinois as well.
Wow.
Also, in the
wow.
state now, I went to New York and they adopted it in New York as well. As in fact, David Patterson was the governor at the time. And what we're trying to do here in New Jersey is be the one, set the example. So all they need to do is say, New Jersey, how do you do this? And that's what we're looking for.
Well, you are a trailblazer. And I think New Jersey should get on this bandwagon. And we want all the folks to come out on 50 Market Street. And that's on the 29th, am I right?
Yes,
from 4
February.
To 6:30 p.m.
February? Is it February?
February, yes.
February 29th. And make
okay.
sure that you are there and just stand up. Even just show up, show to be counted. And it's so important that people know that this is important to us. This is important to our community. This is important to the lives of our children and our children's children and so forth and so on. So I definitely appreciate all this hard work.
Let me interrupt for one second, please.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners should contact their local boards of education throughout the state of New Jersey. It's a law. Rahway is trying to do something, but every single city of the state, in the state of New Jersey, the boards of education, parents should contact them and say, are you teaching Amistad yet here? I think that if that happens, then we'll begin to get a groundswell. That if the people, if the educators in every town knows that people are looking at them, then this will begin to do. So I would like everybody to contact their department, the boards of education, and say, we want Amistad implemented because it's a law of the state of New Jersey.
Let me tell you how you can do that. Let me tell you.
I'm going to start legislating.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Let me tell you how you can do it. Everybody listening, call your local boards of education and ask for their information. Ask for their PR department and tell them this is what you want done. As a taxpaying person of the state of New Jersey, you have the right to call the Board of Education and your local, you know, school board and say this. In fact, disrupt their day if you want to. Make it a big thing, you know, because this is that important. Having taught school, I am telling you, you can make things happen, you know, if you do things. You say February 29th. What's the date of that meeting again?
February 29th.
And the address is real fast.
50 West Market Street in Newark, and on the side of the building.
First floor, second floor,
14th floor. It says 14th floor. It says on the side of the building, Leroy Smith Public Safety Building. Very clear.
Okay.
It can't be missed. It's 14th floor, and parking is free on the West Market Street lot.
And I want to give out the website again, because it's www.njamistadcurriculum.org. It's a very interesting, powerful, vivid website. I'm looking at the website right now, chock full of history, and I also have all kinds of information about the Amistad legislation. That website, once again, is NJ for New Jersey, Amistad, A-M-I-S-T-A-D, curriculum, it's spelled C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-U-M.org. NJ Amistad curriculum.org.
Okay.
Let me see.
Hold on. Okay. So we have another couple of minutes before we sign out, and there's some final thoughts. Let's get some final thoughts.
Very good.
Yeah. I'd like to say that
people have said, well, gee, well, what about Black history? Well, I think that we should give up on teaching Black history. If you notice, every single other community, the Jewish community, the Korean community, Asian community, on Saturdays or whatever, they have courses for their kids. They teach their kids their history, specific history. And so there's no reason why all the thousands of African-American churches, maybe on a Saturday, they can teach, if they want to teach that Black history that supports our Americans, that we can do it. I mean, those youngsters know their history, even though they're going to the public schools, the youngsters that are taught there. So we can do the same kind of thing. But I want people to make sure that we do not give up on having our history included in the main African, U.S. history and social studies curriculum. We should not give up on that.
Right.
Good.
Very good. Any other comments, Kay?
No, I think that covers it. I'm really glad that Phil is pushing this, because it's extremely important. You know, having been on WLIB for so many years, and with Gus on NBC, you know, we have tons of African-American history. You know, TV and radio interviews that we're going to be making available, you know, to the public, and people can see exactly where we fit in within the scheme of things. And if we even go beyond or even before, you know, the history of African-Americans in the United States, you know, we need to go to Africa, where it all began. But that's another story. But congratulations, Bill. We're with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kay, for allowing me to do this.
Thank you, Ty.
Yeah, and in the background, we have the music, Don't Mess With Bill. And we're going to go out on that note. You've been listening to the Kay and Gus Show. And I am Pylon State Washington, sitting in for Kay and Gus. And as our very, very special guest today was Assemblyman Bill Payne and his Amistad legislation. And we're going to have him back, because I just feel like I have so many questions. I think we only asked you, what, three questions in this whole hour? We probably need a series on this just so people can keep up to date to what's going on.
I'd
and
like
we can
that.
Keep the pressure on them.
Right.
You
like
know,
that.
That's so important to make this a reality. Like I said, what's at stake is our... So tune in next week. And Kay, you're going to be here next week, right?
I will be there. Yes, I will
there
be there
go.
Next week.
So
yeah.
We're going to be back on track. I'm your savior. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening.
Okay.
He wants no one else, cause he keeps coming back to me. Now I'm in no position to want competition. I want to be sure it can be. Hear what I say, hey girl, keep away. Don't let it feel. Yeah.